Illegal alien serial killer convicted of murder, sentenced to life in prison. By John Binder on May 2, 2022. Billy Kemmermeer, a 48-year-old illegal alien accused of murdering 24 elderly Americans, has been convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole in Dallas County, Texas. Following a jury trial that wrapped late last week, Kemmermeer was convicted of murdering 81-year-old Lou T. Harris, just one of his alleged 24 elderly victims whom he is accused of murdering, stealing from, and then selling their belongings online from April 2016 to April 2018. Kemmermeer is believed to be Texas's deadliest serial killer. As part of his conviction, Kemmermeer was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, Kemmermeer will be tried for the murder of 88-year-old Mary Brooks in Dallas County. He will also likely face murder trials in Collin County, Texas. The conviction came after Kemmermeer's last trial was declared a mistrial when one juror on the 12-member jury ensured that the case's verdict remained hopelessly deadlocked, according to the jury. Kemmermeer's 24 alleged victims are 83-year-old Leah Corkin, 82-year-old Juanita Purdy, 88-year-old Mary Brooks, 84-year-old Minnie Campbell, 82-year-old Ann Conklin, 75-year-old Rosemary Curtis, 85-year-old Norma French, 92-year-old Doris Gleason, 81-year-old Lou T. Harris, 81-year-old Carolyn McPhee, 81-year-old Miriam Nelson, 91-year-old Phyllis Payne, 94-year-old Phoebe Perry, 80-year-old Martha Williams, 82-year-old Joyce Abramowitz, 87-year-old Glenn Aday, 89-year-old Solomon Spring, 90-year-old Doris Wasserman, 86-year-old Margaret White, 79-year-old Diana Delahanty, 93-year-old Mamie Delmia, 86-year-old Catherine Propes Sinclair, 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler, and 81-year-old Jane Doe. Soon after Kemmermeer's arrest in May 2019, Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermeer, born in Kenya, first arrived in the U.S. on a B2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermeer was supposed to only temporarily be in the U.S., he overstayed his visa and became an illegal alien who was eligible for deportation. Rather than being deported, thus making him ineligible to ever secure legal status in the U.S., Kemmermeer was able to use a loophole in the nation's legal immigration system, allowing him to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. In November 2007, Kemmermeer was approved for a green card. Kemmermeer had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.